Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Ches Maseches Ksubos. It's pointed out to me that today is the yahrzeit of Rav Meir Milublin. So the reason that we're all here right now is in major part to his encouragement and his chizuk. So again, we're makar tov to him and his idea of getting Klal Yisrael all together, learning the daf, and may we continue to make him proud throughout our learning of Shas Bavli. Bez Hashem, as we continue on Daf Mem Ches Omer Aleph in Maseches Ksubos. Maseches Ksubos says the Gemara at the two dots on Mem Ches Omer Aleph. Tani Rav Yosef She'era Zu Kirav Basar Shalu Yinu. So we're going back to, as we were discussing yesterday, the ten obligations that a husband has once he gets married. The Rambam says three of them are daraisa, seven are derabanan. That's the Rambam shita. Sher ksus va'onin is daraisa, while the other seven are derabanan. Other shitos of Rishonim hold that other sher ksus va'ono. What exactly they are they all daraisa? Because remember, the Gemara yesterday introduced it with this Tana holds mizonos is daraisa. What about the other ones in the pasuk? So again, it's a discussion, but at least the Rambam holds three and seven. So Tani Rav Yosef continuing. She'era, as we said, she'er earlier, was a machlokas, whether she'er means mizonos or she'er means ona. So says this Rav Yosef, zu kirav basar. She'er is a lashon of kirav basar. She'lo yinhag ba minag parsiyim. That a husband and a wife should not be noheg the minog of the Persians. She'mishamshin mitosehen bilavushehen. That when the husband and the wife are together, they're together with their clothes on. That's what the Parsiim do. Messiah, the Rav Huna, and that's what it means. She'er is kiruv basar, and Yahadus encourages the husband and the wife to have kiruv basar, and therefore they should not have begadim on. Messiah, the Rav Huna, and it supports Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna, Ha'omer efshi ela ani bebigdi v'huyi bebigda. If somebody says, I could only, you know, the only way that I could possibly be with my wife is if we're wearing clothes. So then we force him to divorce his wife, because that's an untenable situation. And therefore, he has to divorce his wife, and he has to pay the ksuba, because it's his fault for breaking up the marriage. The Ritva points out, even if this is done for the best purposes, or he thinks it's the best purposes, even if he's doing it to be at Sanua, or if she says it, either one, she'ein derech chiba. Says the Ritva, this is not derech chiba, the way the Persians do it, and this, obviously, this part of the relationship is meant to be create chiba between husband and wife, and with clothes on, the assumption is that there's a lack there. The culture came bein niskal klal, she also thinks suba. Obviously, if he demands that he's not interested in this part of the relationship at all, but even if he is, but he says bibigadim, so that is enough already, grounds for divorce. Okay, two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael. So if you remember, this was the last line of our Mishnah that we had on Daf Mem Vav Mabez, where the Tanakhama discussed all the Chiyuvim, including Kfura, and Rabbi Yehuda added on, even the poorest in Israel, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael, should not have less than two Mecholos, two Chalilin and one Mekononos. Shouldn't have less than that. So what exactly is the relationship of Rabbi Yehuda and the previous opinion? What does Tanakhama hold? Rabbi Yehuda just pipes in, you know, you need at least two Chalilin and a Mekononos. So Mechlal, the Tanakhama Savar Hani Lo, is that what we're supposed to assume? That the Tanakhama holds that even this, what one does not need? Hani Lo, say Echidami. What exactly is the case that we're talking about? Ida Urcha, if it's the Derech of her to have these, if it's her family's binog, to have these at the family levayas, to have the two flutes and the mekononos. So my time is out of comment, I'm low. So how can anybody suggest that he does not have to do this for her? This is her family minog, so of course, he would have to do it. V'ilav d'orcha, my time d'Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's not her derech, so then how can Rabbi Yehuda say we demand it? So Bimanavshach, what's the case that the Tanakhama says you don't need it, and Rabbi Yehuda says you do need it? So lo tzricha, could go into urcha di dei, v'lav urcha di da. The case is where it is his family custom and not her family custom. And we're talking about burying her. So Tanakhama savar, so what's the machlokas about? The Tanakhama holds, ki amrinan ola imo ve'eno yoredes imo, a topic will come up later again. When do we say a principle that when the husband and the wife come together, the wife always wins in terms of minhagim, in terms of, not minhagim of which minhag you take on, that we know the husband, because she's nechlas l'rushu so, but in terms of what stature they are in life, what's their social position, and what's acceptable for that social position. If the husband and the wife are in different social positions, the wife always goes up. If in a certain area the wife has a higher social position, she comes from a different background, so we go by her. If the husband has a higher one, then we go by him for her. So she always wins. That's called Ola Imo Ve'eno Yoredes Imo. She always goes up with him and does not go down with him. So the Tanakhama says, when does that principle apply? That's okay, like we're talking about here. It is the derech, his derech, to have this type of behavior at a Levaya, his family minhag, but not her family minhag. So the Tanakhama holds, in this case, you don't need it. Why? Because when does that principle apply? Hanami Lemechayim. That only applies when she's alive. When she's alive, then he has the responsibility to treat her with the higher standard, even if it's not her minug, but it's his minug. Avalach ha-misa lo, but not alach ha-misa. And here we're talking about after misa, we're talking about kfura. Rabbi Yehuda savar, no, afil alach ha-misa. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even alach ha-misa, this is... this principle applies, and therefore, as long as it's his family minhag, it has to be done. Amar v'chizda, amar mar ukva, halacha, k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's who we follow. And the Marshal, Yom Shlomo, says here, muchach mikan, it's shown from here, shachayev likbaris ishto lefi kvoda ukvoda. At the chiyuv we mentioned yesterday, a person is obligated to pay for and take care of the kfura of his wife, according to the higher kavod, v'chein b'chol inyani ha'kfura, all the inyanim that come up, bein b'hotzas ha'kfura atzma, whether it's the actual burial, bein b'hotzas tachrichin, getting the shrouds ready, or ha'evet shenosim ala kever, as we mentioned yesterday, the matzeva is also part of the chiyuv of kfura, u'mochrim l'tzorach zemin ha'chazav, ha'apel yachroza, he's got to sell stuff. Sometimes if he has to sell certain assets to be able to do this, he has to do it, and that is the halacha, again, even if it's only his family minog, and not hers. Oh, it's a good question. Well, how do you know when is something social, when is something halachic? So most things we have today I would call halachic. Most minhagim. What are the minhagim that come up today between the husband and the wife? Do you sit and you stand for Kiddush? Do you give a bracha to your kids Friday night? Do you what? Gebruchs. Gebruchs. Was that social? The sources of that, the roots of that is halachic. Right? Kitnius of the Svaradim.
Right, so how to behave at a funeral is not halachic?
How to behave? Do you have flutes at a funeral? So is that a halachic issue? It's kavod ames. I mean, everything is related. It's kavod ames, but there are different ways you can perform kavod ames. So you know, so that's what I would assume that it's difficult to know. So what is called a social minhag bezman hazeh? Okay, do you go to certain people for yantif? We always go to my parents the first days. My parents the last days. You know, so that's a social. And the whole family goes. So do we have to go? Naming children. That's an interesting one. Naming children, right? The Sephardim name after a living grandfather. Generally, the if it's a Sephardi father, he's going to win. I mean, it's the minhag olam. But right, that might be another example. Okay, is it specifically economic, social, economic? Could be, social, economic. Okay, Tosfos. Sorry. Oh, so let's maybe Tosfos is going to ask that question. So what do we say? That we just said that the last line is basically a case where it's not her minhag, but it's his minhag. So the Rabbi Yehuda says that Filu Ani Shebi Yisrael gets these things. So Tosfos says, why do you have such a strange lashon in the Mishnah? The Mishnah should have said, anytime there's a machlokas and minhag, you go by the higher one. Ask Tosfos on the third line of the Urche. V'kasha, d'yamai nakat shnei chalil and makorinos. Achas, why does the Mishnah say that? Havel l'mincha lo yivchos l'midarko. Should have just said pashit. Don't give less than his derech, even if it's not her derech. What is the Gemara give? The Mishnah gives a specific case. You know, there are many different options and examples the Mishnah could have given. So, Vomer Rabbeinu Tam, what's the chiddush that the Mishnah is saying about this case of two chalila and one mekonenes? Tosva says, De urche di dei haynu afilu la'ani shebi Yisrael. In pokes the Mishnah chalilin u'mekonenos avalanakevos yishe pokesin. In general, men always get this. Men always get this. And women sometimes do not. The Kamar Yehuda, and that's what Yehuda's chiddush. Lo yifchos mishnei chalilin. What's he emphasizing by saying this? Afal gav dimlo niseis shema hayu pochsim la. Let's say she hadn't been married, she wouldn't get this. But still, kibud de niseis lo yifchos la kamoshe ein pochsim lo. Right, just like if he wasn't married, you definitely wouldn't do less than it, even if it wasn't his family custom, because this is the least you do for an ani shebi Yisrael. So too, once she's married, she's no less than any male. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that. That's the added chiddush that the Mishnah gives that example. Period. Yamar of Chizda, Omar Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva says as follows. Mishanish Tata. Somebody becomes a shotes, somebody becomes mentally unstable. Bezdin Yordin L'Nechasav. Bezdin has the right to go into his assets, go to his bank account, Vizanin Umafarnasin Azishta Ubanav Ubanosav, and to feed, take care of his wife and kids. His wife and kids, he became a Shota, so we assume that he would want us to do it. We'll see in the Tosfos is Beferish, I'll mention it now, that he had been taking care of them before he was a Shota. So therefore, we could assume that he would want to continue. So we go to his bank account, and we feed his family and kids. Vid davar acher. And we also spend money for davar acher. What's davar acher? The Gemara is going to talk about in a few minutes. So that's the halacha of our ukva. That if somebody becomes a shote, we're allowed to go down to his nechasim and feed his wife and kids for him. Ask the Gemara, Maishna, Mehadatanya. How is this different? Why in the case where he becomes a Shota, are we allowed to go and take money for his wife and kids? Why is it different than the following case? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Mishahalach Lamadina Sayam, Vishu Tovas Mezonos. Let's say he didn't become a Shota, he just left. He left. He had to go to Medina Sayam overseas. And he did not make arrangements for his family before he left. So now, and it wasn't an emergency trip. It was planned. It was a business trip. So here, the Gebraisa says, Bezin Yodin L'Nechasav, V'zanin M'farnas in Azishto. So Bezin goes and feeds his wife, because that's a Tanai Bezin. You can't get out of that. But Avalo Bona V'Bodosa. But Bezin does not have the right to go to his Nechasim to feed his children. V'lo Dabar Acher, not Dabar Acher either, which we don't know what that means. But they ask Bezin, ask the Gemara, what's the difference between becoming a Shota and going to Medina Sayam? In both cases, his wife and family are in need. In the case of Shota, we say even his kids we support. And for the case of Bidina Sayam, we say we're not allowed to go feed his family. What's the difference? So Amar Leh, so the Rav Ashi answers, V'lo shani l'cha ben Yosi l'das l'yosi shalol l'das. There's a big difference. In the case of Shota, he went out shalol l'das, meaning there was no way he could have made arrangements beforehand that we now say, he didn't make arrangements, therefore we're going to step in for him. So if it's in a case like a show test, then we step in for him, because we assume he would want this. In the case of Yossi Laderech, he went to Medina Sayam, he should have made arrangements. The fact that he didn't is a reflection of his mind, that it must be he's not interested. It must be he's only, his wife, he can't get out of, that's a Tanai Bezdin. But it must be he's not interested, and therefore we have no right to go to his assets and feed his kids for him. Again, we're talking about a case, the age of kids, where he doesn't have to feed anymore, which Rav Moshe says, Bezman Azeh, is much older. Here's an interesting chakira, a suffix that Rabbi Kiva Eger has here. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what's the baseline? What's the baseline here about whether we should feed or not? Luch ora yesh l'sapek. This is a suffix. Im b'nishtate misvara amrinan d'nichale. Do we say that misvara, a person, would want to give his family the mizonos? Rak b'halach. But if he goes to Medina Sayam without arranging, that's a gilui das that he doesn't want to. Is that what you need? Rak b'halach gilui daita d'lo nichale mi d'lo tziva. Or do we say no? Misvara. Or is it that no? Misvara, we would say he does not want to. Right? Misvara, we would not be emosi mechaveh. We would not take out money. Rak, mitagoli daiti, shazonos of kodin shenishtate. But by the fact that he fed his family before he became a shote, that's a gili das. Meaning, what would we say misvara? So he says, I'll give you a nafkamina. Nafkamina is, let's say he becomes a shote before his kids are 6 years old. Before his kids are 6 years old. Because there is a case of Shota, but you didn't have the Gilui Das before he became a Shota that he wanted to feed them. Maybe he was just doing it because he had to. So that's an Afkamina, whether you would say Misvara, he feeds them, or Misvara, he doesn't feed them. That's a question that he has. He uses it to answer up a Ramah. That is a suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's interesting, this comment of the Ksos also on our Gemara. The Ksos says, okay, what does our Gemara say? That if we would know, meaning like a Shota, we could assume that he would want to feed his kids, because he fed his kids before he became a Shota, before he lost his mental capacities, and therefore we're allowed to go down to his Nechasim for him and feed them. Ask the Ksos, let's remember a Gemara in Elam Metzias. The Gemara in Elam Metzias has a machlokas between Abaya and Rava, Yeish Shalomidas. Yeish Shalomidas, I find something on the street, and I know that you lost it, and I know that, or I know that it was lost, but I know that the person does not know yet. The person does not know that it was lost yet. But when they find out that it was lost, they're going to have yeish. They're going to give up hope, and therefore, am I allowed to keep it? If the person had yeish already, so then I'm allowed to keep it. That's the no more mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. if there are no simanim. But let's say the person did not give up hope yet. That's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava called Yesh Lomidas. We pass on like Abaya. It's one of the six Yalchagams, one of the six cases we pass on like Abaya. It's the Yud, Yeish, the first one. We pass on like Abaya that lo have a Yeish. Meaning, even if we know that in the future somebody will say, I'm interested, I'm happy about it, they express their das in the future, that is not enough. That is not enough of das now, and therefore they cannot keep it. Say astixos. Isn't that a general rule that whenever you know something about that somebody's going to be nichale in the future, so then you could say, you know, they're nichale now. So how could we say in this case that we could go down to his zachasim? Because, you know, we can assume that, you know, when he finds out about it, he's going to be happy about this. How can we do that? We pass in yesh lo midas lo aviyesh. V'kivin dafilu heichad yadu alanu shebevada yisrasa. Even if we know for sure that he would want to in the future, haviyeh yesh lo midas. V'yibkin heich yizan abanu v'banosav. How do we give his kids money? Nehi d'nichale hashta miyu lo yada. He doesn't know. He doesn't know right now. He's in a state where he doesn't know. So yesh lo midas lo aviyesh. How do we go down?
He's continuing the status quo.
He's
not changing anything.
Oh, so he doesn't give that answer. One answer is that, so you're saying, maybe this is even the present. Right, it's really nichalei now, but it's just he has an ikuv right now of knowing. Okay, the Ksos says maybe it's different. Maybe here it's legavi a mitzvah. That's why it's different. The efshar to keep in the gavi banav benosav afilu biyoser mishesh mitzvah miyahave. Even if once they're older than six, there's still a mitzvah. There's no chiyah. There's a mitzvah. Afal gav dolo kafinon le. Even though we would enforce him, is not one of the mitzvahs that we'd be kofe on. The afal gav dahash tovo yada mahani. Maybe that's why it's different, because it's a mitzvah. The Bruch Tam in Zagos on the from on the Ksos suggests maybe this is a different. This is din of Zachon L'Adam Shlobafanov. Right? If you find something on the floor, you have to say you can't take it because you're not sure whether he was he's going to say that even if you know for sure that he's going to say I lost it, that I'm giving up hope, but you can't bring that to now. But maybe if it's a case of Zachia, it's a good thing for this person to give his kids. It's a mitzvah. So Zachon L'Adam Shlobafanov. That's what he suggests. Why doesn't the Ksos say that? It's a chodimin a chov. It's not a chov, it's a schus, but it's what the Ksos calls in another context, it's zachin mei adam shalom b'fanav. Zachin, what is zachin adam shalom b'fanav? I give you something. But what if, this is the case that the Ksos discusses, I take off truma from your field for you and give it to the Kohen. Is that zachin adam shalom b'fanav? Because now you can eat your field? Because now it's not tevel anymore? No, that's called zachin mei adam shalom b'fanav. The Ksos discusses this and he says, you don't say zachin mei adam. You only see Zachin La Adam, right? That's why the Ksos, Lishitaso, the Akronim point out, don't suggest what the Bruch Tam does. Because the Ksos doesn't hold of that. Right? The case the Ksos is originally discussing was the case of a Truma Sadeshin. Truma Sadeshin has the following case, and there's quoted in the Ramah, and the Ksos argues. Let's say there's a woman puts chal in the oven, and the chala wasn't taken off yet. And there was some type of mitzius that if you don't take off the chala now, it's gonna get ruined. Whatever the case the Mitzias was. So can a babysitter, let's say it's a Jewish babysitter, take off challah from this challah in order to be mezakeh, the balas habayis, because the bread's going to be ruined otherwise. And can you take off the challah? So the Truma Sadeshen, quoting the Ramah, says, yeah, Zachal Adam Shlom B'Fanav. So this goes, no, Zachal Adam can never be when you're taking something from somebody. Even if it's in general a schus, you don't say that. That's called Zachin Mei Adam, not Zachin La Adam. You only say Zachin La Adam Shlom B'Fanav. So that's Lushitaso here. That's why the Ksos here suggests is mitzvah shiny. It doesn't say, so the Ksos in Simin Shin Nun Ches. Shin Nun Ches, Os Aleph, and in the footnotes here he quotes, that goes Bruch Tam, and the Achronim would say, why Lushitaso, the Ksos doesn't say it. But either way, it's related to our Gemara about being mezaka, somebody going down to his estate and supporting his family based on his nechasa. There's also an interesting discussion. The Sharm Sian Balacha talks about this a little bit. He says it also related to the Beis Yitzchak has a tshuva. Let's say it's Erev Pesach and somebody's out of town. Are you allowed to sell his chametz for him? Also discussed in the Echron. That's a schus. Wouldn't somebody want their chametz to be sold? But again, it's a case of zachin mei adam. You're taking something from him. You're getting money back for him. But still, is that allowed? That's the discussion of the Truma Sadeshen. And the Truma Sadeshen, by the way, is in Kuf Pei Ches, quoted in the Ramah in Shin Chav Ches. Yoredeya Shin Chav Ches. That's where the Ramah is. Okay, so now it gets back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, was machalik between a case of Shote and Holich Medina Sayam, and it said by Shota you feed the kids, and by Medina Sayam you do not. The Gemara also said there's a difference between Dabar Acher and not. My Dabar Acher. So what's Dabar Acher? By Shota you even pay for Dabar Acher, by Medina Sayam you don't. So Machlokas. Rav Chisda Amar Zet Tachshin. It means, do we buy jewelry for the wife? Do we buy jewelry for the wife? That's what Dabar Acher means. And Rav Yosef Amar Tzedaka. Do we give Tzedaka? Do we give Tzedaka from these Nechasim? That's what Dabar Acher means. So, the Gemara says, two versions of the following two lines of the Gemara. Rashi has both versions. Let's go with the first one first. Man da Amar Tachshit. What's this going on? Is it going on the Shota case? Or is it going on the Medina Sayam case? So let's say it's going on the Medina Sayam case first, because that's our Gersa. Man da Amar Tachshit. According to the one who says it means Tachshit, meaning that if a man goes to Medina Sayam, we don't buy jewelry for his wife. Man da Amar Tachshit. Kol Shekein Tzedaka. So surely we don't give Tzedaka to other people. The wife comes first. So man da amar tzedaka, but according to the one who says you don't give davar acher, and it means tzedaka, you don't give tzedaka to others, aval tachshit, but yavin ala. But then jewelry we would give. Why? Delo nicha le de tinva, because we can assume a man doesn't want his wife to become misnavel, not have jewelry, not have makeup, and therefore we would go down and give her and buy her jewelry. The other way to understand it is Rashi quotes the other way. It's going on the first case that we do give it. So manda amar tachshit, according to the one who says, and we have another girsa here. If you look at Rashi, ifcha garsinan, according to the one who says staka, that you do give staka, kol shekein tachshit. Surely you give tachshit, because that's less, so that's to his wife. But according to the one who says you do give tachshit, maybe you don't give staka, because tachshit is unique. Either way, it's saying the same point, but it's saying that he's more concerned about, we can assume he's more concerned about jewelry for his wife than staka for others. Interesting case, the Rambam paskins this way. The second to last Rambam in Hilchas Nachlos. Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, if somebody becomes a Shota, so Bezdin poskinol of Staka im Hayaroi. Bezdin goes and takes Staka from his possessions. That's what the Rambam says. There are assets here. So Bezdin has the right. Guy's $10 million. You know, it's going to be Yerusha. But Bezdin, you know, let's say it's not being used now, Bezdin can go down and take it. Why? So the Magid Kesef Mishnah here quotes two svaris. Why this is? V'yef shalom shatam rabbeinu, mishum de mistama, kol adam nichale lemevit staka mimamone. Number one is because we can assume the guy would want this. Staka. Great schus for the neshama. To give staka. We always give staka l'zecha nishmas niftarim. So number one, we can assume that he would be happy, and he would want us to do this. And number two is something more fundamental. V'gam ki mamonu shal adam mishubid la'asos bimenu tztaka. There's, in halacha, one could look at one's obligation to give tztaka as a shibud. It's not just, you know, it's a nice thing on my part. But I owe the money to the aniyim. I owe the money. It's not my money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusts their money with me. And it's my obligation to give it to them. There's a shibud created by tztaka. Mibnei shuhuas at tztaka b'chol makom shehu. Right? Everybody has to give tztaka. This is the discussion of the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. I think that's the last place we might have discussed this, back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But that's what the Chesed Mishnah explains to Rambam. That giving tztaka, that's just a nice thing to do. We have to look at it as, this is his money. I was entrusted with this money to apportion properly to the people that are in need. So that's how I could look for ashkafically, look at tztaka. But those are the two deos in the Kesef Mishnah to explain this Rambam, that you go down to his Nechasim and you give tztaka. Okay. What? That's a case that you would say of Mei Adam, and maybe tztaka shiny. Maybe tztaka is different, you would have to say. If you would want to say that Ksos would agree with that Rambam, and it's a mitzvah, he agreed mitzvah shiny. Truma, you don't have to. I mean, truma, you'll say, let's say you don't want to eat from your field right now. You have to give right now. Maybe you know the market value will go down, so you'll have to go up, so you'll have to give less. I mean, so it's not a total. You don't want to do it now. We're going to talk about that hopefully in a few weeks in a Tuesday night shiur about how do you look at Hafrasha's truma. We discussed in the past Hafrasha versus Nesina, but we're going to get to mitzvah mat here in the future. Okay, Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav and Amar Rav Huna. Misha halach l'medinas hayam, v'meisa ishto. Continuing the theme, somebody goes to medinas hayam, but here his wife dies. His wife dies while he's in medinas hayam. Bezdin yardin l'nechasa v'karban asolik v'kvoda. Remember, this is in the time before communication. You can't just call him up and say, you know, we're going to make arrangements. Or he's going to say to make arrangements. Bezdin goes again to his assets. V'kovin asol l'fikvoto. And they bury her according to his covet. L'fikvoto v'lo l'fikvoto. What do you mean? His covet, not her covet? So, ema af l'fikvoto. No, it means even according to his covet, relating to the issue from before. Ha'kamashvelon, what's the chiddush l'fikvoto? Ola imo v'eino yeredes imo. That she goes up with him in his economic, social status. In a Yeredes Imo, does not go down with him, but feel lachamisa. So this proves even lachamisa, because it's a case of kvura. So we know that whatever his family custom is, she wins. She gets the higher family custom, whether it's his or whether it's hers. And that's what it mentions, lafik foto. Amr of Masta. Ha'omer im mesa lo tikru mi nechasav. Let's say a man says, if my wife dies, don't bury her from my nechasim. And then he dies. Let's say he dies before her. He dies before her. So he dies, but he had in his will, don't bury her from my assets. So you're allowed to say that? So the halacha is shomin lo. So we listen to him. We listen to him. So says the Gemara, Maishtok Yamar Dinafli. Why? Why do we listen to him? What's the whole obligation that the husband has to bury his wife? We said yesterday, Kvurasa Tachas Ksubasa. That's Ksubasa, because she's going to get the... Because he gets part some of the ksuba, some of the nedunya, so he has to bury, but now he's not getting nedunya anymore. She got her ksuba, she has it back already. Except for there's no more chiyuv right now. So says the Gemara, Maishtok Yamar Dinafli Nechzi Kami Yasmi, Kilo Amar Nami Nechzi Kami Yasmi Ramu, Kilo Amar Nami Nechzi Kami Yasmi Ramu. So what do you mean? Only if he says it, we listen to him? What if he doesn't say a word? If he doesn't say a word, it's still the Asomim's decision. Whatever they want to do, right? They're not chayiv to bury her. It's a nice thing. We'd encourage it. But are they chayiv to take care of the burial? So what do you mean he had to say it? So Ella Ha'omer, this is the Chiddush. Ella Ha'omer Emes Hu. If somebody says, if I die, don't bury me. If Reuven says, if I die, don't bury me from my Nechasim, so then ain't Shomen Lo. We don't listen to somebody who says that. The guy's a millionaire and he says, I don't want to use any of my possessions to take care of my funeral. We don't listen to him. Why? Lav Kol Imanush, Yasher Es Banav. A person does not have the power to make his children rich, V'yapel Atzmo Al Sibur, and make the Sibur take care of his burial arrangements. That's what it means. It's talking about himself. The Rishonim discuss here, based on a Gemara elsewhere, what exactly is the basis of the mitzvah of Kfura? We know the mitzvah of Kfura is a mitzvah daraisa. Is the basis kapara? Somebody's buried, it's part of getting a kapara. Or do we say it's more of a bizoya not to get buried? It's a bizoya not to get buried. So the discussion is, can you be mochel on that? That's the Ritva here discusses. Can first be mochel on being buried? What do you mean being buried? So the... What are the alternatives? Right, what are the alternatives? So the Achiezer has a tshuva. The Achiezer has a tshuva in Gimel Ayin Gimel, of Chaim Ozer, has a tshuva, Al Dashi Elaso Im Mutter Lisrof Mason. Cremation. The Im Aser, and if it's Aser, Im Mutter Likbar Afron Bebeis HaKvar Shel Yisrael. And let's say somebody did it. You're allowed to bury them in a Jewish cemetery. I got the shiloh 2 years ago. Somebody in the right, a distant relative of someone in the shul. Right? If are you allowed to bury the ashes, or is that considered somebody who is not zochet to be buried in a Jewish cemetery? You could, most of the time we could get people into the Beis HaKvaros, no matter what they do. But here, you know, it's the last thing they do. So are you allowed to? So he quotes all the poskim that it's usher. Why? Why is it usher? Why is it usher? We know it's usher, but why is it usher? So he quotes first the Mishnah and then the Tzmura. Why? The Torah has a chilek between all the nikbarin and all the nisrafin. All the items in life that have to be buried, all the items that have to be burned. Nosar and Seamus and right, all the different items. And the Gemara says you can't switch. You can't mix and match. So people have to be nikbar. So kala nikbarin ain't a nisrafin. They can't be nisraf. And then he quotes, then he quotes something more basic, as we would have thought. If somebody is the bits of kvura that our avos have been osik in, and therefore it's something much more fundamental. Also, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, "Dimsiva shelo likbar ain shomin lo." Right, that's what he says. The Mavadai Sreifa is not Makayim Mitzvah of Kfura. But he says, "I putting it into the cemetery." He's not sure. Is there a chi of Kfura on ashes? Is this Panim Chadashas Bo Lakan? Maybe it's not the mace anymore. If it's ashes, it's not the mace. Kiven she'ezeh al mace. So Mikalakam Imiresh and Nisraf, he says, if it just happened, it wasn't his fault. Bavade Roy Likvar is Efer Bakarka, Vigami Zaja Osir Ba'anom, Mishim Takala. But, you know, he's not sure. He's Mesupik whether you should do it in a Jewish cemetery. Then he says, maybe you should, because if you don't, then people are going to get more led away. So Chaim Moser was very involved. He was in the 1900s. What's the Isser of? Is the Isser of burying it in a Jewish cemetery? Maybe you're undermining the Kedusha of the Kvar, Beis HaKvaros. It's just like putting things in Seamus that aren't Seamus. You know, you're ruining the whole Kedusha of the...
That Mishnah.
I'm sorry?
That
Right. So lechora, I think we bury it. The question is, which do you put it in the Beis HaKlaris? Do you have a matseva? I got to ask the Gedolei HaPoskim what to do in these cases. Okay, but this is part of the issue of a person having rights about what to do with his body. Generally, we say a person's guf is not his own either. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the guf for a little while, to 120 years, in order to be shomerit. I thought an interesting discussion. Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of kvura? Right, every bracha, every mitzvah is make a bracha. So why do we make a bracha on the mitzvah of kvura? So is this, some might say, right, what do you say? So some might say, this is the shuvah of Moshe, that there's no bracha on the mitzvah, find it here, where it is. Rav Moshe says there's no bracha on kriya. No bracha on the mitzvah of kriya, tearing kriya. Why? Because it's a mitzvah shal puranus. If there's no bracha on the mitzvah shal puranus. So therefore, hu adin l'chore, you would say by kvura. Or some say, something that Abu Dram says by gerushin. He says by gerushin, maybe not, because he says one line, he says most gerushin, a lot of times it's a mitzvah above avera, because, you know, maybe they've done things in the past that are inappropriate, but then he says the mitzvah puranus, it's terrible, it's a tragedy. So you're not going to make a bracha there. But the Or Zarua, Dayon Hamas. So is that on the kvura? Is that on the situation? It's on the tragedy. That's specifically for the tragedy. Right, that's Shevach Lodah L'chora. Right, Shevach Lodah. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah. So there's an Or Zarua. The Or Zarua writes in Simon Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem. I have to figure out if all of these work. He says, any mitzvah that has a specific time, that's when you make a bracha. Because you're being mechabev the mitzvah, I'm so excited that this mitzvah came. For example, tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, mezuzah, mila. So mezuzah has a specific time when you buy a house. Mila, kriyashma, pidyon ben, berchaz ha-pesach, achilas matzah, maror, berchaz dam besulim, berchaz ha-torah, shchita, ner chanukah. He quotes all of these mitzvahs. So then he says, but a mitzvah that's always, that doesn't have a specific time, he said, when it has a specific time, you make a bracha machmas chibuv ha-mitzvah. But av osa ne mitzvah shela olam chayiv bahem, the ein itim lihi pater bahem, there's no time to be pater from them. Kigon emuna, believing in Hashem, the mitzvah is tmidios. Liyira oso, la'av oso, v'lishmo, v'kol, davkabo, v'shalo, la'av oda v'rezara. There's no set time. You don't make a bracha on that, because a bracha is to be machabev, you know, now I'm excited about it. But then he adds on to these mitzvahs that don't have a time, biker cholim, nicham avelim, v'kfuras mesim. Those don't have a specific time, but marriage does. You know, you get married whenever you want, you can bury whenever, to work out exactly what his definition is. But he says anything that doesn't have a specific time, it's always, it's an ain't shayach lavarech aleim, ki lo'olam chayev bohem, bein shayach lehem chibuv. Yeah.
Well, I was in my marriage, and the brachos maybe aren't, but it's not a
berachas
ha-mitzvah.
It's not a berachas ha-mitzvah? Okay. The Or Zarua, I don't remember what the Or Zarua sheet is about berachas ha-mitzvah, about the Nisuin. Or the Rambam versus the Rush is the more famous than the Ritva. But anyways, they have to work out, but that's what he says. You might also say, all mitzvahs are made on the Mechavera, we don't make a bracha on. So if this is in that category, right, we say any mitzvah some Achronim say this in the Choshe Mishpat, the end of Choshe Mishpat. Any logical mitzvah, a mitzvah that even the Umos HaOlam would do, that does not reflect our Kedusha. So you don't say Asher Kedushanim Mitzvah B'Sivanu, like Kibbut of Aim. Kibbut of Aim makes sense, right? Visiting the sick. Putting up a ma'akeh, according to some. That's nor, that's not, that's, you don't make a bracha. Macholkus, we show it. Macholkus, we need to make a bracha. But anything that everybody understands, so maybe that's another reason why you wouldn't make a bracha on Kvuras HaMeisim. Okay, by the way, we paskin this way. We paskin the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea Shin Memches. If somebody says, I'll tik rumi nechasav, somebody says, don't bury a person from my nechasim, we don't listen to him, we take it out from his yarshim, everything that he, that we need for the burial. Everything we need for the burial, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Shin Mem Ches, Sif Beis. There's more Mefarshim on there, but we will continue now. La'olam, says the Mishnah, Li'olam hi birshus ha'av, ashet ikanis l'rishus ha'bal nisuin. A woman is considered in her father's rishus until she goes fully into her husband's rishus. L'nisuin, until she has nisuin. This language of this first line is discussed. We have this back on Daf Beis. Back on Daf Beis and Subis when we discuss what is chuppah. What is marriage? We know what Erisin is, Kiddushin. That's clear. Kesef Shtar and Bia. First Mishnah, Mesachas Kiddushin. But what is Chuppah? So, 10 different Shitas. What is marriage? What is the second stage? Is Chuppah a canopy? Is Chuppah Bia, Rambam, Chuppah Roy Labia? Is it Badekin? Is it the husband bringing her into his house? So, that's what this line of the Mishnah is quoted for that Shita. Knisa L'Rishuso. Right? What is it? Going into the Rishus HaBa'al and Nisuin. That's a look in the Ran. Remember, back in the Ran, on Dav Beis in Maseches Sukkos. Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei Ha'Baal. Once the Av gives her over to the Shluchim of the Baal, Hari Hei B'Rishas Ha'Baal. Right, so then she's already in the Rishas of the Baal. Once she's in the Rishas of the Shluchim of the Baal, Halacha Avim Shluchei Baal, or Shalacha Shluchei Avim Shluchei Baal. Let's say there was no transfer yet, but the Shluchim of the Baal are going along with the Shluchim of the Av a little bit. There's an overlap. Harehi Birshas Av. Then she's still considered Birshas Av. She's not married yet. Masu Shluchei Av Shluchei Baal. But once the Shluchim give her over, Harehi Birshas Baal. Once they give her over, the Shluchim give it over to the Shluchim. Then she's already Birshas Baal again. Period. That's why you have to give over fully to the rishus of the husbands or the husband himself. Either way, katana or nara. Not a bogaris. Bogaris is already in her own rishus, out of the father's house. She's not into the husband's house until she goes to the husband's house, but she's out of the father's house, right? She becomes a bogaris. So in one of these dafyomi sheets, I saw b'shem the Avnei Nezer. The question he asks is, why do we say Tzeis Chalon Shalom Friday night? I want the malachim to leave already. They just got here. Gemara and Shabbos says, Malachim accompany you home Friday night. So why do you say Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom first? I've heard people don't say, some people don't say Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom. Right? Rabbi Chaim Elazar doesn't say Berchuni L'Shalom. Some people don't say Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom. First one is probably Halachic, and the second one is Hashkafic. Right? So why not Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom? Right? So the Avnei Nezer explains that we're not asking the Shabbos angels to leave. But there are Shabbos angels and there are weekday angels. So we're at the Shabbos angels, we're saying Shalom Aleichem. Stay for a while. The weekday angels, we say Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom. You know, we'll see you afterwards. That's Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom. So the Shemi Shmuel, Avnei Nezer's son, asks, why do we ask them to go away? Why don't they stay also? What do we say they'll stay? After all, Yaakov Avinu, when he comes back from Laman's house, and the Malachi Eretz Yisrael, Malachi Chutz La'aretz are there, and the Malachi Eretz Yisrael come to greet him down the ladder, the end of Parshas Vayesei. What does it call? It calls the place Machanayim. They're both there. Two Machanas of angels. So why do you have to ask them to leave? Right? If Yaakov this is in the Ma'or Staf Hayomi, right? Why can't we enjoy both? So Shemi Shumul gives a different answer why we say Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom. We're not saying Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom for the weekday angels, but the Neshama Yisera came down from Shemayim. And, you know, it's a big gap between Shemayim and Aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim with the Neshama Yisera in order to accompany the Neshama back to us. But when is the Neshama Yisera considered with us fully? If the shluchim that are still within the Neshama Yisera, that are not fully with us yet, is not completely in our Rishus, right? What does our Mishnah say? Shluchei ha'av or shluchei ha'bal, if the shluchei of the av are still there with the shluchei ha'bal, it's not completely in our Rishus. So that's why we say, Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom to the angels that accompany the Neshama Yisera, go back, so then it's completely with us. So then the Neshama Yisera will be completely in our company, and that's why we say, Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom to the shluchim that brought us down the Neshama Yisera. So those who decided not to say Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom can now reinstate that minhag. And unless it's a family tradition, but if it was just a emotional, how could you say Tzeis Chalon L'Shalom? The Shemi Shmuel saved the minog, and therefore we can say it now. Okay, says the Gemara. My law, there's agadat in a ksuvas also. Amazing, right? We'll have agadat in the ayins. In the ayins, there's agadat that comes up. So we'll get there in a couple of weeks. So my law olam says the Gemara in the Samachs also. Sorry, my law olam. What does it mean, la'olam? She's forever in the rishus of her father until she goes to the rishus of Baal. So la'fuki Mishnah Rishona is going against the Mishnah Rishona, which we're going to have, and we also had already on the Beis, Titznan, Yigiyas Navalonisu, Ochet Bishlov, Ochet Bishruma. Remember we discussed that they used to have a 12-month gap between Erisin and Yisuin. They arranged the marriage for 12 months later. Let's say 12 months came, and for some reason, because of him, they did not get married. She's already allowed to start eating Truma and eating from him. So that's before Nisuin takes place. Kamash v'lan la'olam. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah to go against that philosophy, that until they get married, she has no claim. She has no right. Period. Masar l'shluchei aval hari b'shus aval v'chulu. So the Gemara is about to ask, le'inyin, what halachi is our Mishnah talking? Our Mishnah says, until she's in the rishus of the husband, she's not in the rishus of the husband. So what halacha? Five opinions. Here we go. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 opinions. Number one, Amarai. Rav says when she's given over to the shluchim, so then she is considered given over except for, that's for Yerusha, for Tumah, for all halachas, except for Truma. She's not allowed to eat Truma until she fully has Nisuin. That's what the halacha is talking about. For Ravasi, Amar Af LeTruma. Ravasi says, no, even for Truma she is given over. Machlokas Rabin Ravasi. What's this Machlokas about? So Rashi quotes, it's based on the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on is going to tell us that Mida Oraisa, a woman who has Misaris to a Kohen, she could eat Truma right away. Right, this Kinyan Kaspo. Midrabanan of Arusa to a Kohen cannot eat Truma. Why? One of two reasons. Either because what's called simpon, we are worried that the husband's going to find out about a mum she has and cancel the wedding. And therefore, he's going to say, the whole thing is off, it's a mekach tos. So if she would have had eaten truma, so my friend's going to come out, she wasn't allowed to. She wasn't an arusa to a kohen, and therefore, she was a zarsha achla truma. That's one reason. We don't allow her until she's a nesua. Once she's married, so then she's married. You can't say mekach tos. He knew about the mum and he married her anyway. The second reason is because we're worried that she's going to feed some of the truma to her family. She's still in her father's house. She's going to have a cup of truma. She's going to say, oh, taste this. Unbelievable. But only she's allowed to eat it. So that's also midrabanan. So that's a machlokas later on. So Rashi here says, the machlokas later on is gufa the machlokas Rav and Ravasi. Ravasi says, it's for truma. Even for truma, she's okay. Why? Because once she leaves her father's house, we're not worried about relatives anymore. Once she's on the road. Mashenka, according to Rav, Rav was worried about simpon, about a mum, and that's why truma is still not allowed yet. What do you mean? Our Mishnah says she's always in Brishas Av until she goes into Chuppah. So it says, don't you need Chuppah? So what do you mean? Misira. Misira to the would be enough. Just giving her over. So didn't I tell you? Don't ask me Mishnayis. That could be interpreted in different ways. That's not a question. I'll tell you, that's what Mesira means. It means Knisa L'Chuppah. And therefore, don't ask me a Kasha, that's exactly what it means. Mesira means Chuppah. But anyway, those are the first two opinions. Shita number three, Shmuel Amar Li Yerushasa. What's the Mishnah talking about? This Mesira is good enough for Yerusha. Once this happens, he Yarshins her, if she dies. Reish Lakish Amar Li Ksubasa. Reish Lakish says number four, for Ksuba. What does that mean? Subasamahi, what does that mean? De'i mesa yarisla, that if she dies during this period, he would yarshin her already? Hanad Shmuel, that's the same sheet as number three. So Amar Avina, no, this is what it means. Lomark subasa me acher mana. No, it means that once she's had this state, so then now if she gets divorced or her husband dies and she remarries, her ksuba is only going to be a mana. Because she's already considered a nesua, and therefore a ksuba of a nesua is 100, not 200. Finally, fifth opinion, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Damri Chavayu, Misirasa Lakol Afla Truma. Misira is for everything. We'll have to figure out what's the difference between this Shita and Shita number two of Ravasi, but Misira for everything. Meisvei, we ask the Kasha from Matosefta, Holach Avim Shluchei Habal, Osha Holchun Shluchei Avim Shluchei Habal, if the Shluchim of the father, or the father himself, go along, Osha Haisala Chatzar Baderech, or she owns a Chatzar on the way, V'nichna Sa'imola Lin, and they go in there to take a rest, to sleep, Afalpi shek subasa bebeis baila mesa avia yarsha, even if all of her ksuba, her dowry, is in the husband's house already, still, if she dies, the father inherits her, because she's not married yet. Because the shluchim of the father are still going along, or they were only in her chatzer and not in his chatzer. But, in the case of the following, Masar ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal, if the father gave her over to the shluchei ha'bal already, Osha masar shluchei ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal, or to the shluchim of the ba'al, Osha ha'isa lo chatzer ba'der, or if he has a chatzer on the way, v'nichnasa imo l'ashum nisuin, and they go into there l'shem nisuin, avla bishak subasa v'beis aviyah, even if she left herself in her father's house, mesa ba'al yarsha, that's considered a nisuin, and therefore the ba'al would inherit her in that case. Bamed Rav Amurim finishes the braisa, l'yerushasa, when does all this apply? L'inyan, what halacha is she considered in her husband's rishus already? L'yerushasa, for this halacha of Yerusha. Aval l'truma, in isha ochelet v'truma, she's going to the chuppah. But for truma, she's got to wait for actual chuppah. That's the braisa. So the Gemara says, tiyufta de kulu tiyufta. This braisa is against everybody. Rashi points out, against everybody except Shmuel. Because Shmuel says it's for Yerusha, but against everybody, because the earlier Shitos said that it does work for truma. And this shita, or does work for ksuba, right? Ksuba meyacher. So this is a kasha. This price is against the other shitas except for Shmuel. Period. But meanwhile, once we brought up this price, we're going to ask an inner contradiction. Hagufa kasha. Amat, the first part of the price said nichnasa imola lin. If they go in to take to sleep for the night, nichnasa imola lin. Taima de la lin, hastama l'shem nisuin, l'shem nisuin. The first case of the Braisa says that if they go in la lun to take a rest, so then even though her ksuba is in her husband's house, mesa in a yarsha, it goes to the father. Mashma, that if they go in not stam, The first Eishah says if they go in specifically lo in, but if they go in without any kavanas, so then we would assume it's l'shem nisuin. Eima seifa, but the seifa says the opposite mashmos. Nichlas eimo l'shem nisuin. If they go in l'shem nisuin, then the husband gets it. Hastam al alin. So we would assume if there's no kavana, that it's alin. So it seems to be a steer between the Eishah and the seifa. What is the status quo kavana? If they don't have kavana, l'nisuin, and if they don't have kavana, alin. So Amar Ravashi, stomach tani. No, the Bryce is not telling you anything about what stam would be. It's staying, I'm sorry, what you would be mashma if they would say anything. The Bryce is telling you what the stama is. Stam chatzar di da la lin, stam chatzar di day, lini suin. If it's chatzar di da, like in the Reisha, her chatzar, some is stama, they're not going in for marriage. That's what we could assume, because it's not his house. But in the Seifa, where it's his house, it's his yard, so we could assume if it's stam, if nothing is specified, we could assume that it is l'shem nisuin. Okay, period. We'll stop here because the next starts the next topic. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow Shabbos continues. Takanas Usha. Tomorrow comes Takanas Usha. So we'll talk about where Usha was, and Be'ez Hashem will continue on Daf Nun on Sunday. Hamavazbez Hayvazbez Yosi Michomish comes up on Sunday. Okay, today's shiur was the Refuah Shleima, Moshe Dov Ben Chayasar. Moshe Dov Ben Chayasar. Agun Shabbos.